Up first on the teleconference is Rutgers head coach Chris Ash. Rutgers hosts Michigan State on Saturday, a 4 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on Fox. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, we're ready for week 12 of the season. We've got a very good team coming in at Michigan State. They've been the model of consistency in this league for quite some time and playing very, very good football right now. We've got a lot to play for. It's senior day for our seniors. They've been through a lot, and we're really looking forward to trying to send them out on a positive note. We're playing for a fourth Big Ten victory that has not been done since Rutgers has been in the Big Ten. So we've got a lot to play for and excited about the opportunity this weekend. And from there, I'll open up for questions.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude the coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from the line of Sam Hillman with 247 Sports.
Hi, Coach. You brought in a lot of graduate transfers this year. How have you seen those players help as far as being leaders in your locker room?
They've all done a great job. We're very careful about who we brought into the program from a grad transfer standpoint. Wanted to make sure they fit our culture, could provide leadership as well as provide some depth and ability on the field. And I think we were able to do that with all the guys. Obviously, Ryan Anderson, Andrew Hart, they've done a great job with the specialist position. Kyle Bowen was our starting quarterback at one point. Damon Mitchell has provided a lot of plays offensively, but even more so on special teams. He's done an unbelievable job. And just really pleased by what they've done for us. And, wish we had them longer, but this will be their last Saturday with us.
Thank you.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Andrew Daughtry with Hero Sports.
Good morning, Coach. Hope you're doing well. We're in the middle of the annual coaching carousel, and there'll probably be at least, a dozen, 17, 18 new head coaches in college football this year. And you are somebody who left a job voluntarily for a head coaching job, and I'm curious if you have any opinion on the difficulty of leaving a job and maybe how that process of deciding to leave a job sometimes kind of gets lost amongst the chaos.
You mentioned I voluntarily left. That's usually what happens when you take a head coaching job. Very rarely do you get fired and get one. So, yeah, I voluntarily left to take the Rutgers job. And I've been very, very lucky and fortunate in my career to work with some outstanding coaches and work for a lot of outstanding head coaches. And I've gotten a lot of advice along the way. Coach Meyer there at Ohio State gave me a lot of advice about becoming a head coach and what to look for and what to look out for. And I just thought at the time I was at a great place with great people and we were doing really good things. And it was a very, very tough decision to leave that situation. And the job had to be right. And it had to be one that had potential. It was in a great league. It was in a great recruiting base. You had the right support. And, so from that standpoint, I feel really good about where we're at and what we're doing and the decision we made to come here to Rutgers. But it's a hard one. There's no doubt because you've got relationships with coaches, with players. You got family that enjoy, where they live and their neighbors and all that. So there's a lot that goes into it. And when you finally make that decision, you got to pack up and move on, and you got to turn your focus to your new players, your new job, and go at it with all that you've got. But it is a tough process.
Thanks, Coach. Really appreciate your time.
Yep.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1. Your next question comes from the line of Adam Biggers with Free Agent Block.
Hey, Chris. Good afternoon. Going back to your comment you just mentioned with Michigan State being a model of consistency in the Big Ten and maybe even college football as a whole, what is it about Michigan State that allows for that? I mean, obviously last year was a rough year for them, but other than that, what allows the consistency? Is it the recruiting? Is it the player development? Is there anything specific that you can point out?
Well, with never been on the inside there, and I don't know exactly what happens in their program, it is hard for me to say exactly what they do, from an outsider's perspective looking in. having, you know, watched the program grow when I was at Wisconsin, and obviously at Ohio State, and now I think they've got, one, a great coaching staff. They've been able to really build an identity of who they are and what they want to be, and they recruit to it. And they develop players. They coach them extremely well. They develop them as good as anybody out there. They've got crystal clear beliefs on offense, defense, and special teams, and they stick to it in good times and in bad. And you know, the players obviously believe in what they're doing there. So those are the things that, you know, I look at from an outsider's perspective that must be going on the inside. You know, you don't consistently see, you know, Michigan State in the top 15 recruiting rankings, but they're there, you know, in terms of their play on Saturday. So, you know, it's a place I've respected a lot. Coach D'Antonio has done a great job there. They've got a great staff, and they've been doing it at a high level for quite a while now.
If I could follow up real quick, just you mentioned building an identity, and I imagine as a head coach, I mean, that's what you strive to do with your program. What is the process? I mean, it's obviously not something that happens overnight. What is the identity building process been like for you personally?
You know, it is a challenge. A lot of it is based off of your experience and your beliefs. And, you know, that's where everybody usually starts. You know, what have you been exposed to? What do you really believe in that it's going to take to win football games? A lot of it depends on where you're at, what you can recruit year in and year out. And who you got to beat year in and year out to determine what you've got to be able to do and who you can recruit. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think everybody, most people would agree that, you know, if you can build a program where you can play really good defense, you're good on special teams, and you can run the ball on offense, you have a chance for success. Now, how you do that can be completely different, but if you can do those three things, you have a chance for success. And if you look at Mark D'Antonio and Michigan State over the years, when they've been really good, they can play good defense, which they do now. They can run the football every year, which they can do now, and they're good on special teams. And, you know, that's kind of – it looks like that's their philosophy. That's what we want to try to do and become here. And they're doing it very well, and they do it every year.
Appreciate it, Chris. Thanks.
Yep.
Coach, thank you for your time, and best of luck this weekend.
Yeah, thank you.